From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
All right, guess
like
what?
My level.
Beers with the Brewers is back.
Chicken butt.
I know that one. That's a good joke. That's a good joke. It's a March 12th episode. I'm Mark Richards, Walt Keys.
Hey.
Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
And Adam Benner on this week.
Hello.
Talking about fruit slices. Not the candy, but this beer. Citrus Pale Ale. Orange, grapefruit, hazy, and dry it is. Taco and chili pairings this week. What do we got, guys?
I threw in that carne asada. That sounded like, you know, I think anything you're squeezing a lime over is going to go well with this beer.
What's asada? What does that translate to?
I don't know, but it's basically steak tacos. It's like your traditional steak taco.
Carne
onion
meat.
And cilantro on there.
I've been watching a lot of Narcos lately, so my Spanish is just tip-top.
Really
so
going well?
It's really good.
We've been watching a lot of Coco at our house. So
Similar.
Yeah. That's an excellent film.
It is great, isn't it?
I hear this also pairs well with a pineapple green chili with chicken chili.
I need you to show your sources on this one, Mark.
They're right here. You're looking at them.
Yeah, you
made that up on
that chili in preparation.
Sounds pretty good, though, doesn't it, Dan?
Nah, I'm going to pass.
All right, Dan's out. He's the expert.
I don't know about fruit and chili.
The problem is the pineapple, though. It's got those enzymes that turn meat into mush.
Oh, we don't want that. Chicken, mushy chicken, that's not good.
All right, I got it. Asada, either it means roast. Or roasted or barbecued. So really roasted meat.
Yeah.
Cooked, I was going to say fancy.
Narrows it down.
Cooked meat.
Yeah.
Get some barbecue beef.
But yeah, I think traditionally grilled steak taco, it's always a winner. And we're making it tonight for dinner. Maybe that's why I thought of it.
Well, what else we got going on besides chili and tacos around here?
Boy, do we have a lot going on.
Well, all of these events are... are pending the coronavirus pandemic that was just announced by the World Health Organization today.
We'll see.
Tune in to Beers with the Brewers or check our Facebook and other social media feeds if these do get canceled because of concerns about the coronavirus.
Yeah. I would say, yeah. And so basically the big one is March Madness, which starts next week, next Thursday, the 17th.
Yeah.
We're going to go all out for that this year. Are we able to disclose anything?
Well, disclose.
As long as everything comes together, which it's starting to, if you drive by the tap room right now, you'll see part of it. And weather permitting, we're getting mixed weather, still over a week out, that as long as it's not raining, we're going to be showing the games outside during the day.
Yeah, we bought a Jumbotron.
A new Jumbotron.
And that's the headline there. So, March Madness and beyond, really, we'll be able to show sporting events and movies and all kinds of stuff out in the beer garden, which we've done in the past, but now we won't be limited by
nighttime,
by the schedule of the sun.
Yeah,
we can show things during the day. We can show them at afternoon, twilight, nighttime.
Yep,
anytime.
So
mid morning,
we'll still have all the games. It'll be great to watch them inside because we have several TVs that we can show multiple games at once. This will be the first time that we're utilizing this, so we might have a picture-in-picture type deal. We got our good buddy Dwyer coming out running the AV as he does at the Land Grant tailgate.
Yep. Tailgate expert.
And, you know, if they do cancel the crowds at the game but they keep the tournament on, you know, you'll be fine here. There should be less than 1,000 people.
Maybe
here
we can get a pep band to come play.
Yeah, we'll get our kazoos like that Facebook commercial that is just playing all over the TV.
Yeah, and even if for some reason we do have to cancel, well, not for some reason, but for the obvious reason. I mean, we got so much beer available. You can come pick up beer. You can spend the day watching basketball at home. You'll be fine. But hopefully you can watch here with us and eat some Ray-Rays and watch some hoops all day, play hooky, whatever you
got
to do.
We got bucket specials that day, too.
We love bucket specials. Bucket specials. Inside and out, weather permitting. We should have the bar open outside if it's nice enough.
Saying 60 in cloudy on Thursday and 60 in rain Friday. So that'll mean 60 and sunny, knowing Columbus.
But yeah, prior to March Madness, this Saturday we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day, obviously, on the 17th, but we're going to go ahead and celebrate on the 14th because it's the closest Saturday. We're running a special that day. Any land-grant beer, you can add a sidecar of everyone's favorite Irish whiskey, Jameson. You can just do that for $10 all day.
And that's the combo is $10, right? It's not $10 for the Jameson.
Right, that's for the beer and the sidecar.
I was going to say, that seems like not a deal. An extreme deal.
And,
now.
I mean, I'm going to vouch for our most Irish beer of all, the Make Mine Irish Coffee Stout that we brewed using Stoff's Irish Whiskey Barrel Aged Coffee Beans.
Woof, so, and that is, that's a good pairing.
If you're looking, like you know, if you're in the spirit, and you are pretending to be Irish for the day, that is a winner.
It's a delicious beer, even if you're not even pretending to be Irish for the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, add a shot of Jameson for $10. Why not? We'll have all the conference tournaments on and stuff, so come check it out.
And then the day before, days.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th is Franklin's Friday. So
this always a lot of fun stuff going on there. If you're not familiar with Franklin's and Friday, essentially all of our wonderful neighbors, the galleries, the breweries, the bars, the makerspaces, everyone kind of opens the doors and has something special going on the second Friday of every month. That is this Friday the 13th, so tomorrow. Come down, have a beer, walk the neighborhood, see what's going on, and enjoy Franklinton. So, yeah, you can pick up a Franklinton t-shirt while you're here, too. And then you could wear it around Franklinton. Everyone would think you're real cool.
I still got to get one of those.
And something you forgot about on Saturday the 14th, we have the second.
I only read like two of the bullet points.
Well, that's the second home game for our Columbus Crew SC. So see everyone out there. We'll be down at the Mega Tailgate. And we'll have Make Mine an Irish there in can form, I believe. Or no, maybe it is draft, but it's going to be down at the stadium.
Nice.
So in between massives, you can grab yourself a Make Mine an Irish, and it was exciting. The beer vendors walking up and down the aisles, you could buy massive for the first time ever getting a craft beer vended. So that was exciting for us to see. Saw a lot of people drinking those 16 ounce massive cans. Don't even have to leave your
seat, which is great for soccer because they don't stop very much.
There's nonstop action. And crew sitting at 4 points right now, went up to Seattle. Grab themselves a tie.
Man, I didn't realize they opened the season with the two MLS Cup participants.
Yeah. Got a win and a draw.
Got 4 points out of it.
Which is fantastic.
Good start. So,
exciting start to the season. Exciting to have soccer going now. That game, as of right now as well, I don't think MLS has canceled fans at the game yet. So a lot of fun things going on. Just don't gather in very, very large groups.
Wash your hands.
Stay safe.
Yeah. Cool. That's it for the update on the events.
Dan, the man behind the recipe.
Dan, the man behind the can, would you say that?
Yep, I could say that.
I know
you
Dan would
said
say
it,
that for sure.
No, I would not say that.
Dan's not fond of these shenanigans. He just shakes his head, waits his turn.
It's true. Then that was very descriptive, given that this is an
Dan's
auditory
medium. That's a joke
medium.
He would make.
That's right.
You're really painting a picture for our audience out there.
Yeah, he's shaking side to side. Shame, shame, he says.
That's right to left on your radio dial.
Oh, sure.
So, fruit slices. Hazy pale, juicy pale, whatever you want to call it these days. So, we've got a very light malt base on this. Pils, wheat, and some flake corn. So it's very light in color. 5.6% ABV. 35-ish IBUs, but that's, I don't know. We'll call it a medium light bitterness. That's probably a better description.
Yeah, probably getting away from IBU more to the descriptor color, amount.
Yeah, particularly for, like we did on this one, it was we're going more towards 170 hop stands, so we'll bring the temperature of the kettle down 170 degrees Fahrenheit before we throw the hops in, and the idea being that there's lots of hop oils that are more evaporative at those higher temperatures, and if you throw them in later, you'll get to retain some of those, and as well, you won't get the isomerization of the alpha acids below, in theory, below 170. In fact, that's not true, but really, there's no very good model for calculating IBUs when you're doing a low-temperature hop stand, or even a normal hop stand. It's just... Stan Hieronymus made a good comment on a podcast the other day saying it's one of those things that brewers probably shouldn't have told anyone outside of the brewery, but it became a standard for communicating bitterness to consumers, and now we sort of all are stuck with it. So, end of rant. Hot bill on this is that delicious 432 Mosaic Amarillo Centennial. This was the original hop combo that we used in the pilot batch of concentrate, and it is very orange forward, very somewhere between juice and pulp. You get a bit of grapefruit in there as well. This is coming off the Bright Tank, so it's not quite finished beer. This one only has a very light amount of carbonation on it that we're tasting it, but
still tastes really good and ton of aroma.
Even without the carbonation, getting a lot of aromatics on it. Very light, bright color. Lack of any caramel malts or
We were saying today that we've never had those type of beers that. The sort of lighter colored hazy beers that you always see Instagram to death sort of have that iridescent glow about them. But this has that color.
Definitely.
But it's opaque. It's very hazy, but it finished quite low. I think 1.1, 1.2 Play-Doh around there. So extremely dry as well.
If you've been to the tap room recently, which I imagine the kind of person that listens to Beers with the Brewers podcast may have been. We had this on tap as Experimental Juicy a few months ago.
Yep.
And I know that it was a staff hit to the point where we probably drank a whole keg of this at the employee Christmas or the delayed holiday party.
Holiday party.
And so
early January.
Certainly we were celebrating that night. And it was really crushable that night. How, I guess the question I'm thinking about is...
How crushable is it?
And the answer is 6.
You're going 6? What's the ABV?
5.6.
I think, man.
Beer garden weather.
Yeah, I think the weather is factoring into this and the sort of change of seasons. But I think, assuming you're crushing responsibly, 5.6 is no light beer. I think it's a 6.
What do you got, Dan?
I'll go 6. This particular it's still got a little green on it because it just got transferred today. But it's only going to get smoother and more drinkable as it. Heads towards the packaging line in the next 3 days.
Yeah, I think the body on this, when we have it here, that it is a lighter body than if you're enjoying concentrate out there, which I think we've referenced that concentrate 201 is probably the best batch of that concentrate. Still very delicious, but when that beer comes in at a higher ABV and it's a little thicker liquid too, that you're not going to want to crush as many of those. And yeah, I'm going to go 6 as well. This is light. It has that finish even now, and as Dan said, if it's going to mellow out off the Bright Tank, it's drying and clean, and I'm trying to sip more of it. So Six unanimous six.
There you go.
Wow.
I think we need to somehow aggregate the unanimous six crushers
probably a disproportionately high number of unanimous sixes.
I think you'd probably be surprised. I bet there's only a six-pack of unanimous six. That would be my guess.
We usually show some admirable restraint, I think. Except for Kayla, because she's, you know,
right,
she hits it hard.
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about that anymore.
I would say Peak was probably unanimous six, Pool Party. There's at least a dozen.
Sports and stuff.
There's dozens of them. So if you're down here at the tap room watching March Madness next week, and this is on tap, and the benefit of being down here to watch March Madness, now there's only maybe one other place in town that you could be watching March Madness and eating Ray Ray's barbecue.
What would the other one be?
Ace of Cups. Do they show March Madness at Ace of Cups? No. All right. Well, then the only place in town that you can watch March Madness. Eat Ray Ray's fresh Ray Ray's barbecue. I guess you can pick it up to go.
You can pick it up to go,
But you're going to want that here. We got the TVs. What would you order from the truck? And are there any March Madness specials?
That's a good question.
I'm going to wait for that.
But I'm going to say, I mean, if they're doing them, wings. For sure. But
We'll find out between now and next Thursday, because with the games on Thursday, you can listen to the podcast the morning of.
She went upstairs.
Yeah, you can listen to the podcast the morning of March Madness and figure out what special you want to order, because we'll have those if they're going to have a special. Because we still got time. We got a week.
Yeah, I think anything spicy or salty is the way to go. And it's all salty, so. I mean, French fries, obviously. French fries and wings, man.
This actually, Whit, if you just did the lamb, I actually cut it out last week. But if you did, I cut that out. I was trimming for time, so Mark did. Mark
got nothing on that mutton.
But I think that sheep special that you can get in the with the bolo roll and the cilantro, it's delicious.
Yeah. Oh man, anything with cilantro on it would go great with this beer, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, like a carne asada. Maybe they'll have a carne asada.
Anything that has cilantro on it also benefits from a squeeze of lime on it, pretty much. And so I think you're going to be all right if there's cilantro on it.
But what if you have that gene where cilantro tastes like soap?
That sucks for you.
Yeah. That wouldn't be fun.
But just get it without the cilantro. I'm saying if there's cilantro on it, it's going to go. Yeah.
It's not like Chipotle where they're mixing it in the rice.
Right.
Well, we got any questions from any listeners out there? It's been a kind of a dry spell,
Do we have any listeners?
Yeah. No. Kayla.
Kayla.
Is Ray Ray's doing any specials for March Madness, do you know?
Oh, sorry. Kayla, hold on. Also, while we have you, are you in a hurry going somewhere? How crushable would you say this beer is?
There you go. Experimental juice.
Nobody's drank out of the pitcher yet.
We all wash our hands 40 times a day.
Here it comes. What's it going to be?
5.6.
She's got a whole pitcher in her hand.
Pitcher crushed. Three crushed.
Three. A three. Okay. We were in a unanimous six.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right. So specials TBD on from Ray Ray's. I wouldn't be surprised if they got something up their sleeve. But
no questions, huh? Look at that.
Hmm.
Nah. Question for Kayla didn't go well either.
No. Sure didn't.
All right. Wrap it up.
Okay, we're done.
Are we going to have a peach basket ready for next week?
I believe so.
Scheduled for packaging.
Were we peaching it today?
We were peaching it late into the evening yesterday.
That sounds peachy.
We were also vanillaing it.
Nice. Rounding out.
Let's see how that worked out, but it smells great.
Cool. We got a new beer, Peach Basket.
Peach Basket.
Coming out next week. Fruit Ale with vanilla and peaches.
And apricots.
And apricots. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So come on down. See you at Franklin's on Friday.
Yeah.
Wash your hands. Tip your bartenders.
Yeah.
it's ugly out there. So